May the Lord help us to commence our worship this day with hymn number 39. Come, ye redeemed of the Lord, your grateful tribute bring, and celebrate with one accord the birthday of our King. Hymn number 39.
Thank you. Let us read the Word of God. Two portions, friends, this morning. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, and also reading in the second epistle to Timothy, chapter 3. Matthew, chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born, it was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from Jerusalem, from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Thus far, we're reading that chapter, friends. Let us turn to the second epistle to Timothy, chapter 3. The second epistle to Timothy, chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose of faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May the Lord bless his holy word to us each, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we thank thee, Lord, desire to thank thee for the favour of gathering together again around thy precious word of truth. And Lord, at this season, Lord, as we think of it and come on this occasion, Lord, this corresponding date, Lord, the last year, surely we have to feel the fast passage of time, and that another year of our short lives is gone. And Lord, we are fast hastening on still toward the end of the journey. There are those of us here who are in old age. There are the more middle-aged friends, as we would say. And there are the young people. You know, it's our Lord, there was one trust, there was given us exercise to come before the friends here and stand in thy holy name, as preaching, to preach the gospel to the friends here, as our dear friend has prayed for and desired, and so we desire. Lord, oh, we do beg for much needed help, that we may feel here together in this service, Lord, that thou art present with us. Do come, Lord, and presence thyself with us, as thou dost not with the world. But Lord, do favour us. May the Holy Spirit testify of Christ the Lamb. The Lord, may we be favoured. Oh, even as those wise men were. Lord, are we wise? Are we made wise unto salvation? Oh, thou knowest the words the Apostle as it were wrote and spoke as it were to Timothy. Lord, oh, the holy scriptures are before us. We thank thee for the word of truth. We thank thee thou hast preserved it over so many, many centuries of time. And Lord, oh, more than this, we that fear thee, we bless thee, that there was written it upon the fleshy tables of our hearts. We pray that thy precious word may be so blessed to souls here today. It may be the use of thee effectual for thy purpose, Lord. Oh, may especially we think of and pray for the young people here. And as we know, we have been informed of the little babe given recently, was brought to the house of God here yesterday. Oh, we thank thee for this great gift, Lord, to our dear friends. We bless thee, Lord, for a safe delivery. And Lord, we pray for that little babe. It may grow up and become, under thy teaching, one of thy children. Lord, if it is in thy holy mind as one of thy children, surely thou wilt in thy time begin thy work in that little babe, or later on according to thy will. We pray for each one of the young people, Lord. Oh Lord, may they not be just thinking of and being taken up with the excitement of this time of year of giving gifts. May they have much more in them to consider. And Lord, oh, the greatest gift, Jesus, the gift of gifts, appears to say, to declare, to state that God is love. Oh, how that wonderful love of God is manifest in the gift of his dear beloved Son, the love of God to sinners, the love of Christ to sinners. And come in, Lord. Lord, help us to consider thee today. May we know the favour of being wise, truly wise, concerned about our never-dying souls, as we are praying, Lord, for our young people here and for all of us. Oh, Lord, may we be wise unto salvation. May this be our greatest concern and our ardent prayer and interest in the Saviour's blood, our pardon signed and peace with God. Lord, do hear our solemn confessions of our many sins. Oh, as we've heard our brother praying, making much confession of sin. Yeah, we felt it with him. Yeah, we feel it, Lord. Oh, yeah, we are so much troubled with the wicked, deceitful heart we have still. Oh, here, oh, those lusts within, though our outside we trust we can say is kept clean in some reasonable measure. But Lord, we feel the plague within. Oh Lord, the way of the old man, oh, here it so much afflicts us and troubles us. And the lusts arise within us and the pride of life. All the idolatry within. All the evil of our wicked, wretched hearts, Lord, so much takes no small part. Oh, Lord, do come today. Subdue the monstrous host that dwells within. The cursed train of unbelief and sin. Oh, do come, Lord, and shine upon that which we hope thou hast given us of a new heart, a new nature. Shine upon the work of grace, Lord, if indeed it be begun in us. And bless the dear young people as they hear us praying. Lord, they may not know the depths and extremities that some of us older have to know and feel and confess. But Lord, we believe every one whom thou dost have a purpose of love and mercy to will be brought to know the plague of their own heart. And so, Lord, with the dear young friends, younger friends, if they are feeling much the plague of their own heart, like our dear beloved friend Mr. Pack spoke to us in the summer, Lord, we were having some close communion, and Lord, thou knowest. as we were expressing concern over the terrible plague they were sending judgments upon the world. And Lord, our dear friend, in such a humble expression, he made the acknowledgement we have a deeper, greater plague within us. Oh, Lord, oh, this is. But Lord, oh, thou hast the remedy. Oh, sins within me, all about me. But the remedy is without us. Bless young and middle-aged and old alike in this way. Oh, do so know and be looking to thee, the remedy. Those words of the concluding verse that's just been sung. The wonderful Redeemer, redemption. Oh, redemption. This is our greatest need, to know we are redeemed. Bless us here today, Lord, that we may be assured of it. We may have the seal of the Spirit, redemption by price paid, the price, the holy heart's blood of the Son of God, the blood of God shed at Calvary. So, Lord, do come. Come and favour us, Lord, here today. And as we pray here for each and all here, there are those in affliction, Lord, those laid low. There are those away visiting in family favours, Lord, where they can. And Lord, we pray for them each and all. We pray, Lord, for those who feel weakly and are listening in. May the means of this media be blessed for their hearing, Lord, and may they hear. As we know it has been so, we know even in the past year it's been so, that thou hast blessed the means of the online service, Lord, so that some who were not able to be present heard the preaching of the word, and thou didst use it for their blessing. Lord, we bless thee for all what thou providest. But, oh Lord, may we not forget, we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together whenever we can gather. And Lord, we believe our friends here acknowledge this and know this. And so, Lord, we pray that every time the doors are open here, there may be those. And Lord, could it be that increasing numbers could come, Lord? Are there any in the locality? Are there any of those who are accepting the kind gift of the Bibles and calendars, Lord? Or are there any of those that thou art so in thy wonderful way of power of working, affecting them, making them consider, making them to become under thy grace, thy favour of thy grace, seekers of thee? Oh Lord, are there those who shall be brought in? Oh, do let thy work appear, Lord. Oh, we know that we'll call thy dead elect. Are there any in Swavesey? They must bring. These also I must bring. Other sheep may have. Thou knowest the way thou gave us that word to preach from at West Row recently. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And there was one there, already in exercise, and had come, though we did not know. Lord, thy work thou carriest on, thou wilt perform thy work, thou wilt do thy work in each one there was love. Oh, we pray for the further manifestation of thy people, thy people coming under Zion. Oh, with their faces to the wall. Lord, do let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Oh, do quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Lord, do hear us for these things. Thou knowest we're in prayer for our country day by day, and many other matters, Lord, many things. Hear our poor prayers, Lord. Oh, give answers of peace. We beg of thee. So, Lord, help us, be with us each and all. And as we think of all thy one church in the wilderness, all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity and in truth, may it be a blessed day today in the church of the living God. Oh, do so bless souls and get to thyself all the honour and glory. We beg, plead in the precious name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1054. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the saints thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Hymn 1054.
Thank you.
as it is upon my spirit, especially to speak to you this morning regarding the wise men. But also, as you know, we read in the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, chapter 3, we read, especially verse 15, the acknowledgement he makes, says, "Dear Timothy, I was so favoured that from a child there was known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." It's an exercise I trust the Lord has laid upon me to speak to you, as it were, upon the wise men and how they were wise, but oh, especially this, which was so wonderful in the case and the purpose of God in Timothy, young Timothy. It's acknowledged of him that from a child there was known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The late Mr. J.S. Green used to talk to me, and I was blessed under his ministry, and he used to speak especially of the Bible. A number of times he mentioned it to me. He said, "It's your map. It's your map that leads you from this land of sin and wickedness we're all in to the heavenly land of Canaan." And I trust we have proved that in the way the Lord has applied his word to us and favoured us to learn and to know the holy scriptures. And we know they are able, under God's wonderful blessing them and applying them, they were able to make poor, wretched, dying sinners wise unto salvation. Now you, dear young people, it's in my heart especially upon this day, as we're at this season, there are you, those of you, and some of you have been wonderfully blessed and been able to testify, some of the younger friends or in a little later in life and being very young, you have been blessed, you've been favoured. Others, we think of all of you. You know the Holy Scriptures. There is a good Sunday school run here. Much of learning the Scriptures is attended to rightly in the fear of God. Those who teach do it in the fear of God. And I put it to you, young people, all of you, you will know if it applies to you what I'm saying. Oh, art there, through the blessing of the holy word of God, the applying of the scriptures, the learning of the scriptures, and we hope in that way, truly, in a spiritual way. Oh, is it that you have hope? You are made, or being made, wise unto salvation. How will it be if you are made wise unto salvation? God must begin his work. It's not just to learn the letter of the page, the scriptures. They are good. Cannot be anything else but good. But friends, young people, they're wise unto salvation. You may be saying, well, we read in the Holy Scriptures, and I suppose the most striking case is the dying thief. Oh, he was blessed in the 11th hour. Oh, right learning the Holy Scriptures, friends, will not take you to that point of you saying, well, I can leave it till later. The old must die, the young may die, and after death the judgment. And so, oh, may it be in you your favour to know. From a child there was known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Oh, but may it be a concern to be made wise, to not be left in lack of wisdom, but to have that heavenly wisdom given. What is it? What will be the witness of being made wise? What it will be the, perhaps as it were, in your case, the first witness? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, when the Lord works, he works in those he set his love upon, and he begins to affect them under his divine power. He gives spiritual life. He gives spiritual exercise. He gives that one he loves a concern, a feeling of need, a solemn understanding of themselves as sinners, wretched sinners, hell-deserving sinners. Is God showing you, making you to feel it, that you're a wretched, hell-deserving sinner, and that you deserve the punishment due to sin, which God, who is holy, must punish sin? Oh, but how is it, if God loves you, you are beginning to learn and to know you need a Saviour? Oh, those made wise unto salvation need a Saviour. They need the Saviour, the great Saviour. Great sinners need the great Saviour. These wise men, those wise men, come all those hundreds of miles, we don't know exactly the distance, it was a long, long way, across the sandy deserts, across those great rivers, they had to get over those great rivers, and they came on that purpose which God had given them to have. Oh, they needed a Saviour, and they heard of the Saviour come, and they come to worship him. It's always been the same, in the wonderful way, the purpose, the economy of God, that wise men, wise characters, need a Saviour. That is, those that have true heavenly wisdom, they need the Saviour. We have a similar example, but not on the same word, as it were. But in Daniel, we find the words, the wicked shall not understand, but the wise shall understand. And friends, how wonderful it is, and yet how solemn it is if it's not so. Wonderful it is to be made wise. Wise unto salvation. God's special grant to those he loves of holy heavenly wisdom. The wisdom which is from above, the fear of the Lord, beginning of it. That will be a wonderful witness in you, friends. If you feel exercised, desiring not to sin, wanting to be holy, as the Lord can only make you such. But oh, you are a sinner. But oh, you have desire. Think of Jabez of old. Oh, that the Lord would bless me indeed, that he would enlarge my coast and keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. There is such an exercise in you, dear young people. It's God given you to so be in such concern, knowing what you are, knowing God. Grace, when the tribes redeemed by blood are brought to know themselves and God, when they are, Christ will be greatly needed. He will be very precious. He will be that one thing that is needed to each one. And oh, they will begin to love him in the want of him. Oh, you will begin to love him in the want of him if you are shown what sinners you are. If you are convicted, convinced of your sin. If you are brought, as I hope I know it personally, if you are brought to really know and greatly mourn over your sins, and after Christ, oh, surely is the one thing needful. He is so precious to you. Considerably worth then the 15th verse, wonderful statement of it. But just to bring a little more of my own experience, not that I want to advertise it in any way to highlight myself, but when I was constrained to follow the Lord in 1971, and I was baptised there at Hope Stockpole, when it came to the Lord's Supper, the next Lord's Supper, we had the Lord's servant, the dear Mr. Buck, who used to come to Stockpole quite a lot, and I used to meet him at Cockfosters, the most northerly underground station. And Mr. Buck came, and it was given to him to receive me into the church. And the words he gave me in taking my hand, give me the right hand of fellowship into the church, the words that he gave were these, of the 13th and 14th verses here. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And see, they are the words just prior to these words that Paul acknowledges of Timothy, that from a child there was known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I want to pursue the line of things regarding how and what wonderful favour it is that God makes those he loves to become wise, to be wise. He gives them that holy knowledge and understanding of the Holy Scriptures, the truth as it is in Jesus. This is how he makes these that he has set his love upon wise. And you notice what we have in this that I just read. Wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, as the Lord begun to bring us into the favour of faith, into the favour of God-given faith granted us and granted us in exercise, have you got, do you know the favour of true believing, faith that is in Christ Jesus, faith in the bleeding Lamb? Oh, what a gift is this, hope of salvation in his name. How comfortable it is. But that word of how comfortable it is brings us to this, to specially consider. You see, everyone whom God makes wise unto salvation will know something of the plague of their own heart. They will know they're a sinner and feel solemnly convicted of it, convinced of it. They feel the reality of being born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Feel the reality that we go forth from the womb speaking lies, that we're all born under the curse of original sin. And very soon we become actual transgressors, breaking the law of God. Oh, you ought to be convicted, breaking all the Lord's commands. And whatever can we do then? Oh, if we're left in this, we must be lost at last. But oh, if God loves us, he will save us. He has his wonderful way of salvation. This is what we know in the Scriptures. There is forgiveness with the Lord, that he may be feared. There's mercy for sinners, even for the very worst of sinners. Yes, the very worst of sinners, who upon his grace rely, shall of endless bliss be winners, and shall sing beyond the sky songs of praises to the Lamb that once did die. Now, dear young people, and all of us, friends, are we wise unto salvation? Do we know and feel solemnly our sinnership? Do we know there is but one way we can be saved? Is Christ the object of our first desire? Jesus crucified for me. Are we wise to know that the only way of salvation is by the price paid for the redemption of the church by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that he came to suffer the just for the unjust, to bring his people to God? Now, as I say, especially toward you, dear young people, younger friends, oh, you've known the Holy Scriptures from a child, been well taught them. Oh, but is it still just in your natural mind? But has God given you a spiritual mind? Oh, have you spiritual life? Are you spiritually concerned? Are you brought to be a true seeker? In the sermon Mr. Green preached before I was baptised, he expounded upon how souls are made to be true seekers. Oh, he knew who it was with me, but he didn't so advertise my case as I didn't want him to, and he didn't want to do it. But the reality of being made a true seeker, it's a poor sinner needing salvation, knowing that there is but one way of salvation, seeking the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the words of the prophet. And the unrighteous man is the thought. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy. And to our God, he will abundantly pardon. Friends, oh, young and old, and every one of us, are we truly wise unto salvation? Has it been in our experience we've been brought to so greatly need the Saviour? And in the exercise of the Spirit to be made to so earnestly seek the Saviour? And as the Saviour himself said, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened, ask and it shall be given. His holy ministry well suits us, and by his grace, the grace of faith given, and the need felt, and the exercise to seek the Lord while he may be found. Oh, have some of you found him? Have you been blessed? Have you been favoured? Has the love of Christ so been granted thee to feel the power of? Oh, the power of love divine. Our friend prayed that the Lord would warm our cold hearts with heavenly heat and set our souls on fire. And it's the love of God that does this, effects this. Oh, God's wonderful love, experienced by his people, will cause them to want to make returns of love again to him. We will be able to say we love him, like John, because he first loved us. Herein is love, not that we love God, how we were in the darkness of nature, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So, dear friends, are we wise? Are we wise? And in the favour of heavenly wisdom given in exercise, are we seeking the Lord today? Do we desire his presence? Do we desire to hear his voice? do we desire to see him in the eye of faith, our Lord, and like our friend. And my God contracted to a span for me. Oh, friends, when those wise men came and found the Lord in that house, which must have been a little while, we don't know the extent of time it was, but it must have been a little while, later that they came and he was in a house. We know when the shepherds found him, he was in the manger, in the cattle shed. But now the wise men came and they found him. But what is so notable to acknowledge in the record of it, they fell down and worshipped him. Oh, how it is so, that everyone may rise unto salvation and to know and taste redeeming love by the Spirit giving revelation, they will fall down. Oh, friends, I think of the words of him. And for you, if you've been blessed in any measure, come just as thou art. If you've been blessed to know your need of salvation and Christ is precious to you, you love him and the want of him, come just as thou art with thy woe. Fall down at the feet of the Lamb. Oh, yeah. To fall at the foot of the cross. See your Lord there, suffering in your place. Heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame. The rebels might revere his name. Oh, the wonder of it. Like the hymn writer said, hear the blessed Spirit say, all this was done for you. So, friends, this word, oh, wise unto salvation, like Timothy, that from a child there is known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Friends, what we see in this is, when it is effectually so, as it was in young Timothy, we believe, and he was for the ministry. Oh, any here? One here who is for the ministry. Is this the word to you today? That as from a child it was known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. All this, which is through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, Timothy, you've got to go forth and preach. Preach the gospel. Oh, those ordained of God, appointed of God before the world, may have to go through much tribulation. But God has appointed time when he will say, a servant of the Most High God, go forth. Go forth. Yes. Learn from the Scriptures, from a child, that God has brought you to wonderfully be blessed, wonderfully favoured you, brought you through many things, favoured you, and the time is coming when you must speak words which Mr. Simmons came over to Ashwell to preach from in 1997, autumn 1997. Then spake the Lord in the night by vision to Paul. Hold not thy peace, but speak. There's much people in this city. Those words were so powerful upon me. I had to go forth then, after 22 years of exercise, which was solemnly, I must acknowledge solemnly. But, oh, for the ministry, as from a child there was learned the Scriptures. But this is what the Apostle led to acknowledge and speak, as it were, right to Timothy, knowing those things of what was given to me by Mr. Buck previously here, and that as from a child there was known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. For the good works of the ministry of the word. I leave that side of it there. Friends, let us move more concentrate upon the words relating to the wise men. There came wise men from Jerusalem, from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" And Herod wanted to know. But he wanted to know and wanted to see him. He wanted to destroy him. But in the perfect mind of God, Christ must go right through his life and live that perfect life. And so he was taken down into Egypt, and the scripture might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt thou hast brought thy son. But friends, these wise men want to particularly look carefully when they came. They had that wonderful favour of seeing the star again, and they rejoiced with exceeding joy when they saw the star. They rejoiced with exceeding joy. That so encouraged them to go and to know and prove the provision of God. It's God who leads sinners to Christ. None but Jesus can lead sinners to Christ. None but the Father. None come, I should say, except the Father draw. And God's holy purpose for you, your Father, God, your Heavenly Father, his purpose to make you know and come to Christ, the way and work of the Holy Spirit, who takes of the things of Jesus and reveals them unto his people. And so these wise men, they came. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Fell down. You and me. When we have the favour of coming to Christ in all our need, in all our hopelessness and helplessness that we are experiencing in and of ourselves, but coming to the Lord, looking away from ourselves to himself, and coming to him in the way these wise men did. Though he was but a babe, we know his shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. They knew he was the one, the Saviour, the Redeemer, Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend. Sinners, needy, guilty sinners come to Christ. Wise, they are unto salvation. There is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus only. It is none but Jesus. And so, friends, with you, are you wise? Am I wise? Have we got this wisdom that gives us to feel our need of redemption, our need of forgiveness of sins, our need to know and have and know our sins forgiven? Need salvation to be saved from sin and death and hell, to be saved so that when we come to the end of our lives, whenever it shall be, it may be very soon, it may be many years yet for some of you, but if I may put a personal word from my own experience. Oh, don't leave these vital matters to later, friends. I was sitting by my son in our tractor, going along, we thought, safely. But then we was violently struck by a heavy lorry, and we was tumbled about, and he was killed. He was 26. You know, I've witnessed these things. The vital things are being made wise unto salvation. Oh, we know not when the end will come. But some may say, well, that is the end. Like our other son used to say when he was having to repair lorries sometimes on the side of the road. And I said, be very careful when you are doing things on lorries on the hard shoulder. He said, well, I said, what about if a vehicle strikes the vehicle you're under? He said, well, that'll be it. And I had to say, no, it wouldn't be it. It wouldn't be it. It wouldn't be the end. For after death, the judgment. And you know this, some of you, you have had it taught you. Is it a reality? Is it solemnly a reality to us, each and all of us? Where shall I spend eternity? This is how they were wise, and they showed it by the gifts they brought. They even got the myrrh, which was used for anointing for burial. It came with these gifts. Gold for the king, frankincense and myrrh. Oh, especially the myrrh. Oh, for the anointing, the Lord of life and glory, for his burial. He must die. He born to die. To die a sacrificial death in that way. Substitution. Jesus in the sinner's place. Oh, he to suffer the just for the unjust. To bring his people to God. Are we wise, friend? Are you young people wise? Are we wise in the way of being made to be a seeker of the Lord while he may be found? Are we wise in the way of needing salvation and seeking a portion for our souls? One of them writers says, to heal a peevish mind, make a bankrupt hole, a cup of blessing for the poor, that's full and free and flowing o'er. The Lord, he answered his mother when he was 12 years old. I noticed it on the AV block calendar this morning. What he said. He said, wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? You may have got that calendar and seen it yourselves this morning. December the 26th. Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? This is how he came, what he came for. Of course, his father's business was all agreed. He personally involved equally in the agreement before the world. Oh, the redemption by price paid should be the way. The saving of the church. The redeeming of the church. And that everyone who's made wise unto salvation will need the Saviour. And he, the Saviour, the Son of God, sacrifice himself to pay the price for sin, redeem the church. And upon the reality of fact, that not all the blood of bulls and goats on Jewish altar slain could give the guilty conscience peace nor wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all their sins away, the sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Wise, made wise, wise unto salvation. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What about our gifts, friends? Do we present gifts to him? Not for merit of salvation. These, they didn't present their gifts for merit of salvation. They presented their gifts knowing and believing in him and loving him and worshipping him, for they knew what he'd come for. And you say, my soul looks back to see the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree and hoped her guilt was there. Oh, but can you say more? Believing, we rejoice and see the curse removed. We bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing his bleeding love. He came to suffer, bleed and die. These wise men knew him. We've known it. Right, in teaching young people, taught in the Sunday school, knowing. But do we know it by the teaching of the Spirit? And are we brought to be relying absolutely upon the Son of God for our salvation? Is he our great salvation, worthy of our best esteem? And friends, what about the gifts? What about the fruits of the Spirit that God's people should bear? They should be zealous of good works. And what is their highest, most important good work? To praise the Lord, to bless the Saviour, to praise Father, Son and Holy Ghost, to obey his voice, friends, and all his well esteemed. Oh, aren't they wise? Wise characters made wise by grace know their need of the Saviour. He's made so very precious. He's made to be their transport and their trust. He's made to be the altogether lovely and the chief among 10,000. Oh, he is their Lord and their life and their all. Friends, is he so to you? Does this true wisdom shine in thy profession? Oh, does it shine forth from thee as thou walkest day by day? Thy walk and conduct, thy way of living, thy self-denial. Oh, is this what witnesses you are wise unto salvation? Oh, is it that you feel like dear Gadsby? Oh, nothing should be left undone. We think of in the theme of several themes. Oh, while we journey on. Oh, may we give our lives to the Lord. May we give our lives to thee, cheered by hope and daily strength. And may we run, nor weary be. Run. And what running is it? Truly so, when we are blessed, to run in the way of his commandments, friends. He says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Surely, think of all the long distance travelling of these wise men. I think of my great-grandfather, who was a gospel standard minister. His name was William Oliver, and he used to have to travel about with his pony and trap around the chapels. He did go up, taking train journey up into London, preaching in London. But oh, how hard it was for them in those days, and they hadn't got the means of cars and so on like we have. But think of these wise men across the sandy desert. Think of their zeal, friends. God gave them real zeal for the Lord of hosts. Zeal to worship, to praise their God. You know, zeal is that which gives the child of God the willingness to suffer for his sake. If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Oh, friends, and to suffer his exhortation and his commands and to be made willing. And God's people, they will be made willing in the day of his power. Oh, willing to fall before him and Lord his love name. Willing to be despised as he was. Willing to go forth unto him without the camp bearing his reproach. Oh, to say all hail reproach and welcome shame, if there were, Lord, at mine. So, friends, we especially think of this favour of being truly wise and falling down to worship our Lord, our Saviour, and so much to feel the wonder of all what he has done. Oh, the wonders of redeeming love. And our Lord, the Son of God, who was equal with the Father and the Blessed Spirit in the Godhead, came and laid down his life. There's that very clear scripture that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And oh, he did so become poor. Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. But oh, as he went on, with his face set as a flint toward Jerusalem, he went on and entered Gethsemane. And there began to have those great sufferings and the great weight and burden of saving the church upon him. And now he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. Think of all what your Saviour has gone through for you. Oh, what he has done, what he has suffered for us. Oh, and he says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, to follow him. You know what he said to John the Baptist? I'll leave you with these words, friend. He said to John the Baptist, when John the Baptist, as it were, forbade him that he should baptize him, the Lord said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Oh, may the Lord so bless us with wisdom and favour of filial fear and love in return to our Lord, we may be feeling that constraining to make returns of love again to our Lord, even day by day. We may heed those new commands that we love one another. May this be our favour going on in the journey till we come to Canaan's goodly land. Walk hand in hand, I in Jesus' new commands of his love, we would e'er be talking till we reach fair Canaan's land. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, we hope to hold our Christmas Sunday school meeting at chapel this afternoon at 2:30. Mr. Tim Parrish will, God willing, preach for us on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day, Mr. Richard Field, and he will, God willing, administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And the Oakington New Year prayer meeting is on Saturday at 10:30. Our closing hymn is number 187. Jesus draws the chosen race by his sweet resistless grace, causing them to hear his call and before his power to fall. Hymn 187.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our service. Own and bless thy word, Lord. All those parts of thy word, bless it, help us to meditate upon it and come up with us this evening, Lord. Especially help our dear friends in the Christmas Sunday School, Lord, this afternoon. Bless the dear young people, and Lord, in thy time, the little babes, Lord, that thou hast given. We pray for them all. Lord, oh, may thy work appear in them. We beg thee, make them wise unto salvation in thy time, Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.